Now comes to the next level of apostles. These are the apostles of the Lamb. There are only 12 of them. They were eyewitnesses of his life, ministry, crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. These are special apostles. They were eyewitnesses of his majesty, that he rose from the dead, all the things he went through. They had more revelation later, but they testify primarily about what they saw. There was no they said that he. No, eyewitnesses. First Corinthians chapter 12. We're looking at the offices in the church. Hallelujah. Verse 28, and God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healings, of healing. Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Amen. Now we said that because the book of Corinthians was written first before the book of Ephesians, and we know that revelation is progressive, it means that the Apostle Paul had greater and better revelation at the time he was writing to the Ephesian church, all right, than he had at this point. Amen? So let's go to the book of Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 4. Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. It says, now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Now, the purpose of the gifts, the Bible says, is that it's for the perfecting of the saints, all right, so that the saints will be in a place to do the work of the ministry, all right, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm going to deal with all of that. As we're going along, we'll talk about it. It says, till we come, till we all come. So the gifts are going to be in office till we all come. To the unity of the faith, all right, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That to what intent? That we be henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine. So it's for us to be established in the faith. Amen? Knowing what God's will is concerning all things. As far as it has to do with our age and this world, we need to know in the kingdom of God. There are some things that we will get to know when we get over there or when Jesus shows up and we see him. Amen? He said he gave some apostles. Now, I know that some Bible teachers have said that the gifts are not stated in hierarchy. To an extent, they are. When the Bible says here, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, we know that there are diverse apostles in the body of Christ. But let me just deal with this matter, this matter of first apostles and then prophets. This is the order of the hierarchy of offices in the body of Christ. Jesus Christ operated as an apostle and as a prophet. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus." The word apostle, apostolos, means sent one. Praise God. Sent one. And when God said there in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when he said that he has set first apostles, the word first there is the Greek word proton, and it means first in order. First in order. So it means that they are the, and the way you say beginning, they are the beginning. Just like you have principalities being the beginning of the forces of darkness. Then the other reason why we know that this thing is first in order is the fact that in the book of Acts chapter 15, the scripture tells us that where there was a dispute in the church, let's read it from verse 1. It says, "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question." You defer to somebody who knows more and is in authority. Am I correct? Now, when he says apostles and elders, is the same thing. Though the word elders is used also when you come to the local church. Now we're looking at the ecclesia as at this time the church had one body of leadership upon the earth. Technically, right now, we have a bunch of leaders in the body of Christ today. And everybody else in the body technically submits to them. You see, one pastor submits to another, another who submits to another. The body of Christ is one. I have no doubt about that. Praise God. They were elders, all right? Now, so they deferred to the elders who considered the matter. Let's look at it. It says, "And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Pinais and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and the elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there arose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter." So, like we said, these elders had to come together, consider the matter, and come up with a decision because they were the leaders. Amen? Now, also, we see in Revelation 21 something that Jesus said through the Holy Ghost to the Apostle John. All right? In Revelation 21, verse 9. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. At the gates, 12 angels, names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the three gates, and on the east, three gates, and on the north, three gates, and on the south, three gates, and on the west, three gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations." And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. They had foundations. Glory be to God. The names of the apostles. The patriarchs were there. Then the names of the apostles. So there's a hierarchy of leadership in the body of Christ spiritually. Amen. Or offices. There are about four kinds of apostles in the Bible that the Bible talks about. There are four kinds of apostles. And all of them are not of the same, in the same category or power and authority. Praise the Lord. Number one is Jesus Christ. He's the apostle and the high priest of our confession. We find that we've already read that in Hebrews chapter 3, praise the Lord, in verse 1. He is superior to Moses. Amen. This is the apostle of God. God sent him to come and do a work here, and he's also our high priest. Amen. Bible says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, the sent one, and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man, talking about Jesus, was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had builded the house had more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some men, but he that built all things is God. Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. So Moses, of necessity, because his credibility had already been established, had to speak about Christ. That's how God works. God does something to say something about someone. So the prophet Moses began to speak about Jesus. And he said, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee and of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. Now understand also that in that day there were no apostles. So what he was talking about, or what they were used to, was the prophetic. People speaking on behalf of God. So he will speak by what he understands. Amen. It says, of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto me, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require of him. So whoever does not agree that Jesus is the Son of God, listening to all that Jesus said, that person will go into judgment by the Lord. Amen? But that's another thing. So that's the first category of apostle that we have. There's only one person there. That is Jesus Christ. Amen? Now comes to the next level of apostles. These are the apostles of the Lamb. There are only 12 of them. They were eyewitnesses of his life, ministry, crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. These are special apostles. They were eyewitnesses of his majesty. They were there with Jesus. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. It says, and he goeth up into a mountain and called unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. and Simon, his son named Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him, and they went into the house. These were the first 12 people that Jesus called. But we do know that Judas fell from that office. He fell from that office having betrayed the master. He fell from that office. And so in the book of the Acts of Apostles, Jesus had just, commanded them, told them what to do. You wait for the gift of the Spirit of God, even the Holy Ghost and all of that, and charged them. After that, he ascended, and they were gazing up into heaven. When they finished that, they now went back home, or went back to where they were. Then returned, verse 12, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were coming, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, and Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealots, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter, who is the head of the apostles, as it were, he was the first among the apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. So the church started with 120 members. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Part of what? The apostles of the Lamb. He was called to preach Christ. But he was guide to them that took Jesus. Now, this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue Aseldama, which is to say the field of blood. For it is written in the book of the Psalms, let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John. Can you imagine? They were there. Remember that these first apostles of the Lamb were eyewitnesses. There was no, eyewitnesses. And they're only 12. They're not going to be 24. They're 12. It's not going to change. Amen? And they appointed two. Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whither of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So he became the 12th apostle. Now, these apostles are called the apostles of the Lamb. We read that in Revelation 21. Praise the Lord. They were eyewitnesses of his majesty, that he rose from the dead, all the things he went through. They testify, not necessarily, they had more revelation later, but they testify primarily about what they saw. Let's see something that John said that makes it very clear. in First Epistle of John, chapter 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. They were eyewitnesses.